name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, and bitter sufferings of death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called, ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Take the insert for All Saints Day and chant the intro.
Tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Glory be to God on high.
Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The first greeting for the Feast of All Saints is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please turn in the front of your hymnals to Psalm 149. We chant responsibly by whole verse.
Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly. Judgment written, This is honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord.
Glory be to the Father.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ.
We confess the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of
our blue pledge sheets as we collect them as we sing hymn 677, verses 4 through 6, to be presented at the altar. You may be seated. Treasures to carry out Christ's work in this church, which has been going on since 1901 and before in this place for 120 years, dedicating all that we have so we can carry out the Great Commission to this generation here in our congregation, our district, our synod, and worldwide, consecrating ourselves through God's grace. Secondly, it's All Saints Sunday. Now, All Saints Day was November 1st, but today we celebrate family members, church members, Christians who are now in heaven as we remain here on earth. And also, as we toll the bells for them, we also toll the bells for various Christian martyrs who die all around the world for the truth of the gospel and remember our fellow Christians who were thrown into prison for one reason, because they are faithful to Jesus. Today, on All Saints Sunday, we consider how we are sons of God in blessed beatitudes. We consider how we are children of God with the Father's blessed love. We consider how we are saints of God because we have salvation. Let us consider first, what does it mean that we are clothed in the white robes of Christ's righteousness and we are sons of God who have Jesus' blessed beatitudes. In the gospel lesson in Matthew chapter 5, here's the context. Jesus is in the side of a mountain, the green grass, which you can still visit today, large crowds come. They sit down, he sits down. His disciples come to him. He opens his mouth and teaches them. In the book of Matthew, when Jesus opens his mouth, we open our ears and listen. He taught them. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Jesus laid down his life for us in humility. We come poor in spirit to confess our sins, receive Christ's gift of forgiveness. We have the kingdom of God because Christ became poor for us. He enables us in humility to come to him poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn so that they will be comforted. You might be mourning a loved one who passed away this past year. You are mourning your sins because you confessed your sins at the beginning of the service, and you are comforted to know your loved ones are in heaven and your sins have been forgiven. Christ told you that in absolution this morning. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The world says, be proud. The Lord Jesus says, be humble. The Lord says, you're strong and you grab everything. The Lord says, be meek. Trust the Lord. That's how you inherit the earth and heaven. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We have no righteousness. Christ is our righteousness. We hunger and thirst for him to fill us with his righteousness, his holiness, his forgiveness, and then, and only then, will we be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful. Being merciful, like Christ has been merciful to us. Helping all people in need. Laying down your lives for others because Christ laid down his life for you. Blessed are the merciful, for they receive mercy. Jesus continues. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We don't have purity in our hearts. Christ is our purity. When he fills us with the Holy Spirit so that we believe in Christ and are covered in his righteousness, he gives us a new heart, a pure heart, a clean heart, so when Christ appears, we will be able to go before the throne and see God with our very eyes. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Christ is our peace. Through Jesus, we are at peace with God the Father. We have peace in ourselves, and we're at peace with one another. We're called to be those who bring peace, the peace of Christ that the world cannot give. And we are sons of the living God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. When Christians proclaim the truth, they will be reviled, they will be persecuted, evil will be spoken falsely against them, and that is why today we ring the bells not only for church members who've passed away, but those beloved martyrs, saints who around the world were martyred and put to death for their faith. They were persecuted for righteousness' sake. We are glad to do the same. Jesus says, if you are persecuted on my account, rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. He is saying that when you are persecuted for speaking the truth, rejoice, be glad. The same thing they did to Jeremiah and all the prophets. You have this great reward in heaven that Christ gives you. The Heavenly Father makes you to be a son of God in holy baptism, whether you are male or female. In baptism, you are connected to Jesus, the Son of God. So all of us, men, women, our children, all of us, through faith in Christ, are called sons of God in our baptism. Great is the reward that we have in heaven, earned by Christ and given us as a gift. Rejoice that we are sons of God and know Jesus' blessed beatitudes. Secondly, we are children of God and have the Father's blessed love. John says, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we are called the children of God. Here we see that we know who God is. God is your Father. He's not the grand poobah. He's not the grand it thing. He's not the architect of the universe. He is your Father. And through Christ, your brother, you are one of His children. The world does not know us. The world does not know Jesus either. We are God's beloved children through the waters of holy baptism. He adopts us into His kingdom, and we are the children of God. We know that God is our kind Heavenly Father. He created you. He knows everything about you. Jesus shares our flesh and blood. Jesus knows everything you're struggling with because He is your brother and your Savior. The world did not know Jesus. The world will not know us either. When you walk into the 7-Eleven or the Walmart, you don't look any different than the other person who got gas and went in to get something to eat. But when Jesus appears, the world will know who the Christians are. We will be like Him, for we shall be as He is. Meaning, when Jesus appears, we will appear with Him in glory. We will be glorified and resurrected, and people will see these were the children of God. These were the ones who bore witness to Christ at all costs, because their hope was in Him who is pure. To be a children of God is to be purified as Jesus is pure. We have no purity in ourselves. Christ is our purity. Christ is pure and actively kept the Ten Commandments perfectly on our behalf. Christ is pure and passively allowed Pontius Pilate to crown Him with thorns and put Him on the cross. He did this because the Holy One, the Lamb of God, offered Himself for us. He is our holiness. He is our purity. He is our redemption. We are sons of God. We are children of God. Praise be to God. And lastly, we are saints of God with blessed salvation. Here John in Revelation gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like. We know what heaven will be like. The throne of the Father, in His presence, He shelters us. Beside Him is the Lamb, Jesus, God's Son. By the blood of the Lamb, Jesus our shepherd. Jesus is both the shepherd and the Lamb. He is the high priest and the sacrifice. He lays out His life for us, and the holy blood of Christ Jesus washes us so we come out white. And He guides us to springs of living water and wipes every tear from our eyes. The picture of heaven is paradise. It's the new Garden of Eden, where Jesus walks with us, we drink from the river of life, and we eat from the tree of life, and He wipes the tears away from our faces, and blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might belong to our God. We will be there with the multitudes of every nation, tribe, people, and language, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in our hands, just like Palm Sunday. Hosanna, blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord, with a loud voice falling on our faces with the angels and the elders, like we get down on our knees to receive Holy Communion. We will go through the great tribulation of this life because our robes have been washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb to serve Him day and night. Normally, if I took my clothes and drenched them in blood, they would come out red. But when our robes are washed in the blood of the Lamb, they come out white. The atoning sacrifice of Christ our Lord. Thus the symbol of white for All Saints Day, that we are clothed in white ever before the Lamb, praising His name. So my friends, as we toll the bells for those who've gone before us, they are the ones rejoicing in heaven. We still have to live in this veil of sorrow and tears where one day we will join them. Rejoice and be glad today because you've been baptized, absolved, received Christ's body and blood in Holy Communion. You give blessing and glory and honor and might to God forever and ever. Rejoicing today that we are sons of God, we are children of God, and we are saints of God. To God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be wisdom, honor, strength, and power forever and ever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We stand to sing the offertory, page 192. Completed sheets can be placed in the basket in the narthex as we depart. We gather the offerings. You may be seated. Church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, faithful God, we commend ourselves, our bodies and souls, and all things into your keeping. In your righteousness, deliver us from all that would harm the body and assault the soul. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Righteous God, bless all ministers of the gospel and all congregations committed to their care. Bless the work of Trinity Lutheran Church in this coming year. As we finish this work in 2022, continue to serve you in 2023. Bless Pastor Jonah Prokowski and his wife Elizabeth as they serve in the Dominican Republic. May the comfort of Christ's sacrifice be proclaimed to all the world. Lord, your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we know your deep love for us. You called us your children. Deepen the love of children for their parents and parents for their children. Strengthen fathers and mothers and all of us in our daily vocations to raise our families in the way that leads to everlasting life. This week, bless those who celebrate their birthday and baptism, Diane Fisher, Pastor David Keating, Stephen Butte, Pastor David Carver and Alex Laffin, Kelly Peters, Karen Ladislaw, Frank Richards, and also bless Brian and Penny Maluski as they celebrate their anniversary. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, bless all in authority over us. Guide all the elections taking place this coming week to the glory of your name, to work for peace and justice in our land, Protect the unborn. Be with all the elections in our country and land, and continue to be with those police and firefighters and those who serve in the military, defending our freedoms. Grant us citizens courage and competence to our leaders. Bless Mike Gobble, Emily Shelton, Alex Latham, Rebecca Tonga, Eli Wiley, and Courtney Tate, Danny Green, who serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God, you are our rock and fortress in distress. Hear our prayers for those who are sick, suffering, or recovering from illness or injury. Be with Candy Darmody, Lindsay Shem, Kay Coffey and Jay Gallagher, Scott Miller, Tim Anderson, Lucas Sepulveda, Greg Wells, Jennifer Weber, and all in need of healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, as we thank you for the rain, for the crops of the earth, that you be with all those storm victims from tornadoes and hurricanes, and be with them in the midst of their affliction, and surround them with those who care for their daily needs. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who are nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Bring us at last to that place of everlasting light and life, to serve you face to face and live in your presence forevermore. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Tolling of the bells. John said, I looked and behold, there was a great multitude no one could number from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, crying out, salvation belongs to God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Barbara Beal. Catherine Harmon. Jill Tarver. Jean Forster. Kent Christner. Scott Christner. Jeannie Brinketter. LaDonna Moss. Claudine Chanel. Cynthia Baxendale. Deborah Yakubu. William Siraj. Pastor Thaddeus Borogo. Pastor Christopher Odia. Father John Mark Chitno. Chuganuho and his wife, Deborah. And we toll the bell for family and friends named in our hearts who are now with the Lord in heaven. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. He shelters them in his presence. The Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd and guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes. To God be glory forever and ever. Amen. Joining the saints and angels, we continue with communion liturgy, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord. and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, in the communion of all your saints, gathered into the one body of your Son, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
life. Abide in Christ. 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 Take a deep breath. Abide in Christ. Abide in Christ. Jesus, I pray to you. Abide in
Thank you.
99. We stand the same. Countenance upon you and give you peace.